if you're lucky enough to get tickets to the Metropolitan Opera on the right night, you might catch one of its rising stars, bass Hao Zhengtian. His story's incredible. Qian grew up in China, in Beijing, during the Cultural Revolution. It was a time of total isolation when Mao Zedong purged the country of all Western influence and declared war on the arts. Western literature, art, and music were eradicated. But somehow during those days, Hao Zhengtian discovered a love of music that would carry him to America and ultimately to the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. The journey wasn't easy. Even before the revolution started, Qian hated practicing piano.
One morning, my mother told me, "Your piano teacher was put in jail." Oh, I said, "Okay, Mom, thanks." And so I went out. I was running and shouting to the air around the courtyard, you know, for 3 runs. I said, "Oh, I don't have to play piano anymore." Oh, I was, you know, just yelling. And I didn't realize, you know, he was in jail for 5 years. I didn't realize that was horrible, you know, that was so horrible for his life. After many years, I went back to Beijing. That was the first time I told him the story. I was so happy after he was put in jail. And we were all in tears. My father was a conductor. My mother is a composer. They were all trained Western music education in early 50s in China. So, yeah, I was born in a music family. We had, I think, at least over 200 records, you know, those kind of a 78 speed, black, big, you know, records at home, and all with Western music, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, and Mozart, Bach. My father bought a Russian-made record player, just like a wood cabinet, you know, use a steel needle, you know, that kind of thing. You have the roar. When the Cultural Revolution started, I remember one day, I was probably 11 years old, my father asked me to bring all those records to the recycling station to sell it. My father actually was always pretty quiet, serious. So in front of him, I was always nervous. I can remember now, behind his serious face, you know, it's kind of bitter because that's his treasure, you know. So I brought all those records to the recycling station and they asked me to break those records to pieces because they don't collect whole records. You have to really break them to pieces. And so I used a little hammer, you know. I broke all those records to pieces, those over 200 records or so. My family was forced to leave Beijing to go to southern China. And we only got several days to prepare, you know, for leaving. So our apartment was a mess. When I was trying to, you know, help my father to pack this record player, I found 2 records behind the cabinet my father kept. One was Beethoven's 6th. My father conducted, I think it was in 1963. That was the last Western piece he conducted. So he kept, actually hide that record, you know, in the cabinet. So I told my father, I said, "Hi, Daddy, I found 2 records. I mean, well, he came to me and took the records from me and looked at it for probably a couple of seconds. And I said, Let's play this record." And the music started. And that was really a first time I listened a Western symphonic work. And, you know, the melody is beautiful, but I was only 12 or some years old. So my father started to tell me about this piece. And he said that this is, you know, interlude, this is the theme of this piece, and the first movement now is, you know, you hear, here's the wind, the storm is coming, and I feel he was really talking to himself, you know. And I remember one thing clearly until today was his face. His face was so tender, so beautiful, let's use this word, okay? With a smile, with something shining, you know, in his eyes. If I say that was a musical lesson from my father, and that was the only one, the first one and the last one. Because 2 days later, my family left Beijing for 12 years. People heard lots of stories about the Cultural Revolution, you know, mostly tragedies, you know, about the Cultural Revolution, Red Guards, and that it destroyed Chinese culture, and, you know, lots of intellectuals suffered, lost their lives, even, you know. To me, of course, you know, I went through lots of hardship and lots of difficulties during that 10 years. But also, I learned a lot. I have seen a lot. I saw this man jumped, you know, from the pagoda. It's about probably 12 floors high, and I knew he was dying. But I remember one thing clearly, his face was peaceful, with even a little smile, you know. I think he wanted to die, to leave. In China, especially close to the end of the Cultural Revolution, the pressure was so heavy. You just couldn't breathe. One day I was riding a bicycle to cross the city to look for a friend. So I didn't really go up, you know, fifth floor to knock on door. I was shouting. I was just calling my friend name outside of the building. "Hey, Steve, are you there? I'm Tia. I'm looking for you. Are you home?" My friend was not home, and another window opened, and a gentleman started talking to me, said, "Hey, who are you? Are you a singer?" I said, what are you talking about? He said, "Well, you got a big voice. Come up, come up." So he was asking me to go to his apartment. So I went to his apartment for 5 minutes, and these 5 minutes changed my life. He was a professional singer. He asked me, you know, what I was doing, and you love singing, you love music, and you got a good voice. You should find a voice teacher to start it, and you may have a good future, you know, with singing. So I started to find a voice teacher, and I started with him for 1 year, and Cultural Revolution stopped, and the music school reopened to the public. So I applied. That was hard, very hard. But the first year, 1977, the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing, they opened to the public again after these many years. And the first class, there was a limit of 17 voice students from all over China. In Beijing, there was only one opening, and 500 applicants applied to fight for this one opening. I got it. Well, in the contest, in 1976, I did this song, "The Beautiful Beijing," or something like that. It's kind of a revolutionary song based on Tibetan folk tune. The test is There are thousands of beautiful horses, but there's only one, you know, most beautiful. And there was thousands of flowers, but only one flower is, you know, the best. And there are millions of songs, but only one song is, you know, we should bring with. And we should ride the most beautiful horse and holding this, you know, beautiful flower and singing this most beautiful song and to Beijing, to Chairman Mao. You know, that's a test. And the tune is like a 草原上马儿千万匹，千呀千万匹，醉君的又一匹，醉君的又一匹。
Today, Hao Zhengtian is developing two operas about Chinese history. He also sings regularly at the Metropolitan Opera.